Ulta Beauty hosts interview with transgender, gender fluid, men discussing motherhood, girlhood. By Spencer Lindquist on October 18, 2022. Ulta Beauty, one of the biggest cosmetics companies in the country, is facing criticism from women on social media after publishing an interview on motherhood and girlhood with a man who identifies as transgender. Titled The Beauty of Girlhood, the interview was hosted by genderfluid hairstylist David Lopez, who spoke with Dylan Mulvaney, a man who identifies as a woman. The interview centered around Mulvaney's transgender identity and rise to stardom through TikTok, Redux pointed out. I know I can find love, I know I can still be a performer, I know I can have a family. I want to be a mom one day, and I absolutely can. The narrative still has a long way to go, Mulvaney remarked in a clip posted to Twitter by the company. The clip has been widely criticized on Twitter, with some users posting screenshots to show that they had unsubscribed from Ulta Beauty's email advertisements and others saying that they will boycott the store following their promotion of transgenderism. During the full-length clip on YouTube, Mulvaney criticized women who opposed his stereotypical representation of femininity. I think in womanhood I get shamed a lot for liking pink and liking glitter, and I'm like, why does that bother you so much? They think I'm lowering their standard of being a woman, Mulvaney said, to which David Lopez replied, misogyny. Patriarchy, Mulvaney remarked. Ulta Beauty responded to one Twitter user by saying, we want our channel to be welcoming to people from all walks of life, even people you may not agree with. Redux reported that Ulta Beauty also hid comments from those that opposed the company giving a platform to a man to discuss girlhood and motherhood. The outlet also noted that Mulvaney had risen to prominence after launching his Days of Girlhood TikTok videos, which often feature him acting stereotypically feminine. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.